Mara observes the turbulence on Christy's face, suspended between her blind trust in Mara and the bizarre nature of what they are discussing, and feels a twinge of remorse, or something like it. It's the feeling she always gets when she is exerting so much control over other people without any pushback from them. She doesn't want it to be this easy, like a cat that plays with its prey. She at least wants the illusion of resistance, or perhaps she simply wants the plausible deniability that complicity brings. She cannot be accused of manipulation if the talent makes little choices along the way. Little choices. "There's a lot that we haven't decided yet, Christy," Mara says. "What you and Dr. Michaels will do will be very collaborative." Christy nods her head and then asks, "What will my name be? I mean, I can't be Christy, right?" "No, of course, we'll change your name." Mara hesitates. This is not one of the little choices she wants Christy to make. A name has been rising to the surface of Mara's mind like long-buried bones, fluttering through her consciousness ever since Christy agreed to come on board. No matter it was a name that had been engraved on Mara's heart for decades. "I do have a name in mind," Mara treads lightly, "but only if you like it, too." "What is it?" Christy asks, expectant. "Imogen," Mara answers, and hopes that Christy can't hear the want in her voice. Imogen, a name so like humming a lullaby, a name to say over and over again like a mantra. "Imogen," Christy says, rolling the name around in her mouth like a marble. She looks up at the ceiling, pondering. Mara holds her breath. "It's very cool," Christy says, "like an alien princess or something." "Its roots are Greek, actually," Mara says. "It means beloved child." "Imogen," Christy says again, smiling at Mara. "I like it." "That's great, Christy," Mara says, hiding her relief. "Mara, yeah? What are my dreams?" "What?" "That I'm here to pursue, like you said before. What are they?" "Well, Christy, if you don't have any that come to mind, we'll just have to cook some up for you."